Just a few hours after the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary, some television networks showed pictures of the victims, so many of them children, along with their birth dates. Robert Chappell with the Virginia State Police wishes the media hadn't done that. He says that information is all it would take for a criminal to steal that child's identity.
Anytime you put a date of birth out there with a name, you've released too much personal information with which someone can exploit. And I must say that in all of my years of law enforcement, I've never seen that done before. But then again, I hope we never experience anything like this again in our lifetime.
By having the child's name and date of birth, the criminal can create a fake Social Security number
and submit them into the credit world, asking for, you know, credit cards or revolving accounts or anything that you could think of in order to gain from that child's information.
But just as often, Chappell says, it's a family member that steals the child's identity, perhaps for what they thought was a legitimate reason at the time.
I think that parents that I have met and discussed with started down the slope because they felt like they were providing an absolute necessity for the child that they could not provide otherwise. So therefore, they justified their actions by saying, I got the heat turned back on because, you know, I did it this way.
But Chappell says eventually the parent can't pay the bill and will therefore ruin the child's credit. In his book, Child Identity Theft, What Every Parent Needs to Know, Chappell offers parents simple actions to take to protect their identity as well as that of their child. The tips include safeguarding key information, such as birth dates on social media websites, to questioning all those school forms the child brings home at the beginning of the school year.
Well, if you have a middle schooler or a high schooler, that means that you've probably done that for about 8 to 12 years. Where is that paperwork for the past 8 years? What was done with it?
Child Identity Theft, What Every Parent Needs to Know, will go on sale after the first of the year. I'm Beverly Amsler.